It's not weird. Warm. Yeah, it keeps you out of cold a little bit, but yeah, it's a little different. You know, you're used to playing, you know, out in the weather, you know, with it getting colder and stuff. But heck, it's been a month since we played out in the stadium, so you know, it's a long stretch.
Is that frustrating after a while? I mean, Charles was talking about, do you feel like you guys just need to close out games? Is that kind of the goal at this point?
But yeah, it's frustrating, you know, of course, because every game comes down to the last minute, you know, and when you lose like that, you're frustrated. But when you look back at it, you know, it's definitely a positive to know that every game you played in, you know, you had the opportunity to win it at the end of the game. So, you know, it's not like we're going out there and teams are just, you know, handing it to us or anything like that. We know that we can play with anybody in this league. It's just a matter of closing it out.
As a guy that had to fight and scratch and claw for everything that you've been given in this league, how much do you respect what Kamon Williams did and what he received?
Well, so I was talking to one of the reporters earlier and saying, you know, you have to be happy for Jermaine. You know, Jermaine came in, you know, similar to how I did, and you know how tough it is coming in that road. You know what it's like on your family, you know, the uncertainty year to year, you know, never having that type of security like some of the other players get, and you know, to finally get it, you know that this is probably going to be a great Christmas for him and his family this year.
Facing a mobile Tony Smith and a veteran Brian Westbrook, your thoughts on this game this year?
It's tough. You know, you have to, obviously, they have a good running game, good offensive line. So our number one priority is going to be to stop the run. So, you know, we have to make sure we do all our study and film watching, game planning for that. Then you have to come in and turn around and game plan for the pass, which is not, you know, like most weeks where you just, you know, try to get after the quarterback. You know, you have to try to keep rush lane distribution, you know, make sure you keep them contained in the pocket and, you know, not let them outside. And, you know, so many different things to worry about when you have a mobile quarterback.